SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is recovering in a hospital after an allergic reaction.
Noem was transported to the hospital out of an abundance of caution. The 53-year-old secretary heads a department with roughly 260,000 employees responsible for immigration enforcement, airport security, disaster response, and more. She has been among the more high-profile members of President Donald Trump's cabinet, traveling extensively and maintaining a robust social media presence. Earlier this year, Noem's purse was stolen on Easter Sunday while she was out to dinner with family. A suspect was arrested in that theft. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Aerial attacks between Israel and Iran continued overnight, marking a fifth day of strikes following Israel's Friday attack. Diplomatic writer Matthew Lee reports Iran is not backing down amid the Israeli onslaught.
They have not yet been reduced to the level of crying uncle and saying we're going to, okay, enough, enough, we give up. And it's unlikely that they will be put in that position or allow themselves to be put in that position. So what they're saying is that, yes, they're happy to go back to the negotiating table with the U.S., but they won't do it until the Israelis stop. And the conundrum there is that the Israelis aren't going to stop.
President Trump urged Tuesday on social media for Iran to surrender as the five-day conflict continues to escalate. The president's increasingly muscular comments toward Iran's capital comes after urging Tehran's 9.5 million residents to flee for their lives. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 299 points, the Nasdaq dropped 180. This is SRN News. Africa's hosting an anti-persecution gathering.
With Muslim terrorism spreading across the continent and Christians suffering as a result, the International Religious Freedom Summit is taking action. This week it is hosting the first ever IRF Summit Africa in partnership with the Global Peace Foundation and Pepperdine University. The event, which is being held in Kenya, hopes to encourage greater religious freedom throughout Africa, which in the past saw Muslims and Christians live together in peace. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has ordered a New York court to take a new look at whether some religious organizations should be excluded from a state regulation requiring health insurance plans to cover abortions. The justices acted after their unanimous decision earlier this month that Wisconsin discriminated against a Catholic charity by forcing it to pay state unemployment taxes. This is the second time the nation's highest court has sent the case back. This is SRN News. A Georgia man is accused of targeting two Republican U.S. senators with threatening voicemail.
25-year-old Robert Davis Forney has been arraigned on two federal counts of communicating threats in interstate commerce. A grand jury indicted him last week. According to prosecutors, Forney called the office of Texas Senator Ted Cruz in January, leaving voicemails that threatened sexual violence against Cruz and his family. Forney allegedly left a similar threatening message for Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer the next day. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A federal court has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from clawing back millions in public health funding for four Democrat-led municipalities in GOP-governed states. It's the second such federal ruling to reinstate public health funding for several states. More details at SRNNews.com.